Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Celebrating an anniversary today, we're going to get details about ShelterLink Youth Services. Joining us in studio is Catherine Grayer, a Shelter Services Manager, along with Natalie Weinheimer, Development and Community Engagement Manager. They both join us in the studio this morning on this November 1st. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having us on.
So it's an anniversary today. Let's talk about that right off the top. Very special day.
Yes, 33 years of ShelterLink, back since 1991. We've been around, so it's a long time coming.
Wow, 33 years. I think a lot of people will find that kind of surprising, if you will. Like, that's a long time.
Yeah, it's we've changed names a lot over the years and moved locations and everything like that. I think it started in 1989 as an ad hoc committee and then kind of shifted to SAIL, which was Stratford and Area Access to Independent Living, and we moved around for a while. And then eventually in 2004, we created LOFI, which was Living Options for Youth, and that was a partnership with the Stratford Hospital. And we moved to the old Conestoga College Nurses Residence, which we are today.
And that's where your location is today. And I have certainly memories from people like Terry Sparling,
yes,
that sort of thing, and memories of the Black Swan Coffee House, which was a fundraiser as well.
Huge fundraiser.
For ShelterLink. So yeah, lots of memories and lots of community. Let's remind folks what ShelterLink Youth Services is all about. They've heard the name, but they're maybe not sure what all the services that you provide, that sort of thing. Catherine?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're a 24/7 support shelter for youth ages 16 to 24. We can accommodate up to 15 youth at a time. We've actually just been fortunate enough to extend our services to age 14 and 15 as well through our outreach, so that's really exciting. So we're hoping to the youth before they get into the shelter, we can find them accommodations before they look at shelter as a last resort. So
yeah, that's been a bit of a shift in focus, if you will, with ShelterLink Youth Services. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've recently just switched to a housing focused shelter as well. So we're actually running a program through our shelter and working with the youth to try and get them housed as quickly as possible. So that's been really, really great too. And I think you touched on a good point too, is we've been in the community for 33 years, but a lot of people still don't know what we do or you know, where we are. And this is just a wonderful opportunity for us to get the word out there and just thank everybody for the support that we've gotten so far.
Yeah, and we talk about ShelterLink Youth Services for Stratford, but this is really for Stratford and area too.
It is, yeah, for here on Perth.
Yeah, for sure. Natalie, do you want to add to that? Or, you know, we're thinking back, certainly with some of the memories, and looking ahead, too, coldest night of the year, of course, is with ShelterLink Youth Services as well.
It's very exciting. We've just started meeting with United Way, of course, who's our partner in that, and it's coming up very soon. And it's one of our best fundraising events, and it does so much for us, for United Way, and it's so nice to bring our community together. So everyone should keep an eye out and sign up and make a team.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be coming up soon enough. And in fact, I think I saw on your Facebook page, you got a little award or something like that. A recognition, if you will. What was that all about?
So we were one of the top 10 locations across Canada. So there was 190 locations, and Stratford managed to raise the fifth most amount of money out of all of them, which is really amazing for our community, you know, compared to Toronto and all these big cities, and just Stratford manages to come through.
Yeah, the support is right there,
yeah,
for sure.
Fantastic.
Now, Catherine, we've talked about ShelterLink Youth Services, especially, you know, connection with United Way, Perth Huron, and that sort of thing. And I'm just, you know, reminding people with ShelterLink Youth Services, what if something like this wasn't available for young people in this town and area?
Unfortunately, they wouldn't have many options because we, like a lot of other areas, we only take in the youth from this area. So they would be faced with sleeping on the streets or couch surfing and being very vulnerable in those situations. So they wouldn't really have any options within Stratford.
Yeah, exactly. And again, with something like that, so wonderful to have ShelterLink Youth Services available. And there's been success story after success story of people so grateful that something like this is here.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only from the youth that we've been able to support, but from the community. We've been very lucky with our community in terms of donations, whether it's, you know, food for the youth or monetary donations. We've been really lucky, yeah.
Lots to celebrate. 33rd year, 33rd anniversary for ShelterLink Youth Services. Again, shelterlink.org is the website to make donations. And speaking of which, I believe we're now getting into the chillier months, so you're looking for all types of donations. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking for jackets, any clothing for the youth.
Just about everything.
Just about everything at this point.
Yeah. Even donations for the shelter itself,
that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we bank on those donations from the community, and without them we wouldn't be able to run successfully. Yeah. So yeah.
All right. Any final thoughts, Natalie? Any final thoughts on ShelterLink Youth Services 33rd anniversary? A look back and a look ahead too, for sure.
I guess just thank you to our whole community, everyone who supports us and donates and everything. Just it means so much to both us and the youth we serve, our board, everyone. So thank you to Stratford and Perth County for
you bet.
Do for us.
You bet. And Catherine, final thoughts. Again, great staff that you're working with. I don't know if you want to do a shout out, certainly to Kate and those fine folks.
Yeah, absolutely. To our warrior leader, Kate. We have a great team. And like I said, we have made the shift recently to a housing focus shelter, and that has not been the easiest adjustment. So shout out to the staff that have been so wonderful and so supportive. Yeah.
It's all about support and all about community with ShelterLink Youth Services. A very special day today, celebration 33rd anniversary. Catherine Grayer and Natalie Weinheimer, thank you so much for all the details, and we'll chat again soon. I know many more events are coming up for sure.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.